Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We can argue all day on this radio program who's got the historically better football program, Miami or Florida. We can all agree that UVA is not in the conversation. That's as an aside, because John Crotty's coming on. We're gonna do 15 minutes of heat here. 15 minutes of heat brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. On the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, where you could shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, is John Crotty, longtime NBA point guard, now the television analyst for the Miami Heat on Fox Sports Sun. He is a proud graduate of UVA, whose football team lost to your football team, the Florida Gators, at the Orange Bowl this year.
But they covered.
They did cover. It was closer than I thought it was going to be.
A lot closer than I thought it would be.
But the dub is the dub, and here is John Crotty. Hello. Hello, Crotty.
Hey, guys. How are you, man? Good to hear your voices. And, yeah, you're right. I was a little concerned. The Gators were, what, 3 or 4 plays away from, you know, maybe being in the college football playoff this year. And I thought UVA accounted themselves well. It was a very competitive Orange Bowl game. We had a great time with both sets of fans. There were a lot of Gators in that stadium, and they represent like always. So that was great. What a great overall week it was. It was a lot of fun.
But at the end, Florida was Jimmy Butler and your team was T.J. Warren.
I don't know about that, man. Come on. You can't say they shrank. I mean, come on. They competed.
No, they didn't. They didn't. I'm teasing.
I mean, look, you know, they competed, right? I mean, you're not always going to win. You got to battle to the end, and they certainly did.
You're John Crotty's a hard-nosed basketball player. Yeah. I'm imagining you liked what transpired between Jimmy Butler and T.J. Warren last night. I'm imagining you enjoy the talking and the histrionics and even I love the social media when the game was over from Jimmy Butler. Are you into that? You like that?
Of course you love the social media, Hawk. Of course you did. No, I mean, look, it was, I went in the locker room afterward and Jimmy's a very competitive guy. And to me, he is a throwback that way. I love that. He's edgy. He plays hard. He spun around when he got held, and he certainly got fouled and held, but he spun around like ready to square off and go. And I think it kind of caught Warren off guard. The team as a whole was challenged, before the game by Coach Spo, really telling them, hey, look, you guys are mediocre to really poor on the road with what you're doing. And I challenge you to go out. And that was a building in Indiana that, you know, the team had historically lost over and over and over again to the Pacers. And I'll tell you, that team, our team, played with an edge last night. And they just looked much more physical, played with more energy, moved the basketball, and Jimmy's response kind of, to me, was a direct impact of that challenge from Coach Spo, and then the whole thing kind of spiraled. I love, like, to me, there's too much hugging and kissing before and after games now between players. It's kind of ridiculous. I mean, I remember the days when guys, you know, typically wouldn't talk to each other after games, would walk right off, or would get into it and really didn't care for each other, because to me, you play with more of an edge when that's going on. And I like that. I feel like that's true competition. So I did like that component, but I liked how he did it where you can't lose control, right? You got to stay on the floor, and he did that. I mean, Warren to me bubbled over, lost his composure, and with that taunting type move, and gets tossed. Jimmy stays in, and the Heat run away with it. Because at the end of the day, whatever you do, you got to do it to help your team win the game. You can't be doing something crazy where it self destructs, and as a leader of the team, all of a sudden you're gone.
And John, does the arguing with Warren on the court, does the post-game interview, does anything Jimmy did last night get him reprimanded by Pat or Spo?
It's a good question. I don't think so. I think they love honestly how he's handled himself throughout. It's been really interesting. He, everyone was talking about, his past and different issues and problems he's had with teams or teammates. He's been nothing but just a phenomenal teammate and leader. I think Spo loves what he gets from him. From that perspective, he leads by example. He puts the work in. He's competitive as hell every night. And he really, what he's done, which is really interesting to me, Channing, and I think you could really appreciate this being a former player. I mean, how many veterans did you play with that as a young guy, would single you out and, infuse you with confidence as a younger player by getting you the ball or setting maybe in your circumstance, I'm not sure how to apply it, but in basketball, he's getting Tyler Hero shots. He's getting, Duncan Robinson open opportunities. He's, really patting them on the back. He's getting them engaged. He's getting Bam, looks. He's really empowering everybody to be better than they are. And that's just rare. You don't have veterans that do that and stars that do that. Guys typically are looking out for themselves. They're trying to get their shots and their points to justify, the next deal or the deal they have. And he's not doing that. I mean, he started off the game in the first quarter, with four straight assists. He was passing up shots to get other guys involved. Then he turns it around and asserts himself because he can score when he wants. He scores. And then all of a sudden the team's rolling, right? Because different guys have made shots. They're feeling good. He's got Kendrick going. He got Duncan a couple open threes. Then he turns his offensive on. It's interesting. I mean, it's a rare situation. So I think everyone's pretty pleased with everything he's done. Obviously, they don't want him to do anything where, again, like I said, he goes too far and all of a sudden he gets in a fight and he's suspended and he misses games, things of that nature.
Oh, and to answer that question, John, it's crazy you say that, how good Jimmy is and how he helps his young players. If I had to answer that question about what players did that to me and just made me a better player, they were as a Hall of Famer in Jason Taylor and a potential Hall of Famer this year in Zach Thomas, a Sam Madison. They were the top players on the team that were good enough to get a young player, going like that.
Well, that's great. But to have older guys like that who are aware of, what they can do to empower younger guys and get outside themselves as a mentor, I just that's pretty unique. I don't think that happens as much as people think it happens.
But Tyler Hero looked a little scared when the fight first started. Now there was a meme of his face. Oh, they're about to fight. Oh, and then he saw Jimmy get it and he got a little ego going after that.
Yeah. The social media was funny. I saw that too. And how he was looked concerned, then he was smiling, right? Then they had what James Johnson drinking a cup of coffee, ready to go and do his thing, and he could care less because he'll handle himself with one hand, with one arm.
I mean, Tyler's my nephew's age. I just took my nephews to the airport today, and so yeah, I think about it. I go imagine my nephew seeing being right there where Jimmy Butler and T.J. Warren are squaring up. And you got to kind of be part of it because you're right there. Yeah,
gotta come in.
Tyler there. Still a young kid.
No, you're right. I mean, you got to do one of those, hockey moves or whatever, where you're holding the other guy's jersey and just kind of hang on, right? And look
right.
Like you're part of the scrum, I mean, God forbid you go the other way, you're never going to hear the end of it.
Yeah, you got to look like you're locked up. That's the key. John Crotty is with us. You'll see him on Fox Sports Sun tomorrow night with Heat and Brooklyn. What can screw this up, John? This was as much fun as Heat fans have had. Like, last night was fun. The Portland game on Sunday night was fun. You know, they go into an opponent's building last night. Like you say, Spo challenged them. They just run the floor of that team. What can screw this up? Because everything seems to be working. I mean, they put up a clunker against Orlando like a week and a half ago. But it's right. Really remarkable to me what's going on with this Heat team. So what can screw it up?
Well, what can screw it up is always injuries, right? I mean, Jimmy rolls an ankle, or, you know, different key guys are out. But what's unique about this team is it's not just one guy. I mean, the team, I think, now is 3-2 without Jimmy. You know, there's enough of a system in place that Spo has integrated that is working, that, you know, different guys can step in and fill voids. I mean, there were seven different guys in double figures last night. It's not like you have two guys scoring 20 plus points. One of those guys is out and all of a sudden you've knocked a leg out and you're really struggling. You know, you've got a lot of different people that are capable. The way they're sharing the ball is very unique. I mean, they are really moving the ball. Everybody's involved. And therefore, you're getting to see different guys' skill sets. So to me, you know, look, injuries always can slow you down. At times, if the team is not moving the ball, although the leaders, again, like Jimmy, like I mentioned, like a Bam, you know, they've been sharing the ball so much that, and Goran Dragic, they all share the ball so much that, you know, if you don't share the ball, you stick out. And that's why it's contagious and it's a beautiful thing. But, you know, you bring someone in, you know, they make a deal, they bring someone in who's, you know, more of a selfish type player, you know, that could really change the chemistry and you know, the culture, if you will, of that team. But right now, I mean, look, every city we go in, guys, it's like, wow, you're the biggest surprise of the league. You know, what's happening? What's got you here? I mean, everyone's intrigued by this team and everyone's talking about them, and rightfully so. They're, you know, they've come in, they've surprised people with how hard they play, and how efficient they are in terms of moving the ball and sharing the ball and getting others involved.
And then I would say on the converse, how much better could it get? How much growth could we still see in Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo, right, and Myers Leonard? Like, how much better could this get?
No, that's a great point. I talk about that with, you know, our broadcasting guys all the time and some of the folks. I mean, like to me, Bam's still getting better. You know, it's remarkable. I mean, I think he will be an all-star this year, and he's still getting better. I mean, he's improved his, I talked about it last night in the broadcast, his 3 foot to like 9 foot range shots where he catches these, like he catches the ball. That's a tough shot on the move with like a shot blocker between you and the rim. He's starting to make those at almost 50%, which is not an easy shot to make. That's a huge difference from where he was a year ago. He's going to get a little better stepping away from the basket, but he's doing so many other things well as a facilitator, a rebounder, and a defender. You know, Duncan Robinson, we're seeing him not only as a 3-point shooter, but he's become a better cutter. So now he's scoring cutting to the basket. So that's another dimension. You know, Derrick Jones Jr., I mean, he just, you know, he started 2 games ago against Portland, and he had his career high. You know, this is a guy who was looked at maybe as a one-trick pony, as an athlete who could dunk. You know, he's defending at a high level. At one point, he was guarding Damian Lillard, the star, you know, from Portland, and a guard, you know, and Derrick's 6'6", 6'7".
Nope, I think we lost Crotty there. Literally dropped off. Well, that's all right. I think we covered enough there. That was an appropriate 15 minutes Heat. You can call him or text him and say that was fine. That was at the end there. But I do think there's this weird thing, because we've talked about it, where you go, huh, what could go wrong? But conversely, there's more upside too.
Yeah,
like they could really be, by the end of the season, one of the elite teams, not just of the East but of the NBA. And again, I'm saying everything would have to go right. You know what I mean? Bam has to become even better. And I think he's playing at an all-star level.
Yes.
And Tyler, who's, you know, gutsy and is not afraid to take a shot, he needs to become NBA level. You know, it's like, but there is upside. I think it's a really fascinating thing that we're watching with the Miami Heat.
All these guys. Derrick Jones Jr. I am so surprised by him.
It's crazy. crazy, right?
He's playing 30 minutes a game right now.
And he's one of those guys. I know you've been all over airplane mode since last year.
Oh, my goodness.
But
I praised him.
That dude gets the ball in his hands, and you're like, oh, my God, what are we about to see?
He stands in the corner, and when someone drives and he takes off running, I get to the edge of my couch because I believe he's about to jump and touch his damn hand on the top of the backboard.
Speaking of my nephews who were in town, I took them to that Portland game. I don't think they jumped out of their seat more than when Derek Jones Jr. was taking flight with the ball. It was crazy. Yeah, you were on that guy way early.
I was going to give him, that's why Solana. I looked over there.
No, just go ahead. Just say it.
I just did.
I told you so.
I just did.
Everything.
I just gave you props.
No, everything about this
Solana,
team. Bam Adebayo being an all-star. Airplane mode being impactful on this
airplane
team.
Airplane mode.
Tyler Hero being rookie of the year candidate. I called all of this, and you guys bleeped all over me.
He did.
You're telling me. Airplane mode. His nickname is that because he jumps out the gym. We all love him. He's fly. You know, he's going to be, I don't know if he's been in a dunk contest, but there's reports he's going to be. You expect him to be a 30-minute-a-game guy? Like a legit piece of this team. I knew he could jump, Solana. I didn't know he can do this.
Yes. I really do.
He did.
Really
like, did. He was right on everything. Now, I don't think it was because he had superior knowledge. I think it's just been, what do I call it? I was just saying this
dumb,
the other
dumb
day.
Mistake.
No, it was a, what is a confluence of events that has led to Solana being correct on just about everything with the Heat. But now I have to root against them because I don't want you to be right, and I don't want to root against them. Anyway, there is your 15 minutes of Heat.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.